138. When a donkey has exhausted its tricks. Guizhou was a place where donkeys were not bred. A man full of fancy ideas shipped one there, but when it arrived, he found it was not of much use. Therefore, he took it to the mountain area and left it there. Then a tiger saw it and, impressed by its size, took it to be a mysterious creature. So he hid himself in the woods to steal a good look at it. By and by, he came out and tried to approach it with great caution, though still not sure what it was. One day, the donkey brayed. Shocked, the tiger fled far away in extreme fear, thinking it was going to bite him. While keeping at a distance, he paced to and fro and watched, only to find that it had no special powers. Gradually, getting used to its bray, the tiger got nearer and walked around the donkey. Nevertheless, he still dared not attack it. Then, going still nearer, he tried flirtation with it, and even went as far as touching it, leaning on it, bumping at it, and provoking it. The donkey could not withhold its anger and gave the tiger a kick. At this, the tiger rejoiced because he calculated that that was all it could do. Then he leaped on it, roaring and gnawed at its throat. Having eaten the donkey's whole flesh, the tiger went off contented.
139. Active Holidays. Good morning, sir. Can I help you?
I wonder if you could give me some information about active holidays.
Active holidays, sir? Can you tell me exactly what you mean, please?
Well, you see, when I go on holidays, I like to take plenty of exercises. I don't like sitting around and doing nothing. I get enough of that in my office. What I mean is that I am the sort of man who enjoys swimming, water skiing, those sorts of things. I like anything to do with water, and I don't mind having a rough time. I've always been used to looking after myself. When I was in the army, I used to get up at 5 every morning just to see the sunrise.
Yes, sir. Very interesting. Active holidays. Let me see. Oh, yes. What about diving, sir? We can offer you a fortnight off the coast of Cornwall, all-inclusive, of 1 week diving and 1 week shark fishing with the local fishermen. It's a very good bargain.
Shark fishing? I don't think I fancy shark fishing. Is there any chance of getting a bit of sailing in that part of Cornwall?
We don't do many sailing holidays, sir. They are mostly organized by the sailing school. But rowing, canoeing, yes. Are you interested in rowing, sir?
Well, I did a lot of rowing when I was at university, but I'm a bit out of practice these days. I don't think I've handled a pair of oars since I went boating on the Thames 10 years ago. No, I don't think I'd care to spend my holidays rowing.
Try to look through some of these brochures, sir, and see if there's anything that appeals to you.
Okay, thank you. 140. Dance to stay healthy. Why, Xiaomei, you are sweating heavily. Where have you been?
I've just been to the center to learn Jie Wu.
What is Jie Wu?
Jie Wu is a newly emerged way of keeping fit. It was introduced into China in 1999.
As I know, there are different kinds of aerobics, Latin dance, fox, and so on. Why do you choose Jie Wu?
Of all the kinds of body-shaping exercises I tried, I found that this class is the most interesting. I've enjoyed it a lot in gym room.
Would you please tell me more about it?
Sure. Jie Wu is using its music, its basic movements, and also its freedom for self-expression.
It sounds like an aerobics class.
Not exactly. The participants and the instructor are dressed in their ordinary casual wear. Moreover, the music they use is not the dancing music that an aerobics class usually uses.
Is that the main difference from normal aerobics?
No, Jie Wu is a lot more tiring. Even though I'm exhausted, I enjoyed it.
Does it mean you feel like being tired out?
No. I think it is a good way to relax. And it is too challenging for me to follow the instructor, but I will continue to learn it.
Is there any age or skill level limit for entering?
No. In our class, the youngest student is 15 and the oldest is 50. And everyone can choose whatever difficult level he or she wants to.
Sounds interesting. I'll go there with you next time.
Okay. But one thing you should remember is to dress comfortably. For the physical parts, drink as much water as you can.
I'll do.
141. A new basketball time record. Recently, a group of 17-year-old schoolboys decided to beat the world basketball time record. They aim to play for 90 hours and add 6 hours to the record. How could 18 boys play for almost 4 days without stopping? The boys decided that each person would play for 2.5 hours and then rest for 2 hours. They had to be able to sleep near the basketball hall, and they needed hot food and drink day and night. Finally, they started at 6 o'clock one evening. The first night was very hard for the players. When it was their turn to rest, they were too excited to fall asleep at once. After sleeping for a short time, they had to play again. The nights were very long when nobody was watching. The days were better because plenty of people cheered the players' efforts. On the second night, they fell asleep as soon as they stopped. Some of them had trouble with their hands and feet, but the only serious problem was a mental one. Each boy was thinking, "What am I doing here? How can I play any longer?" After the third night, the players knew they could finish the 90 hours. On the fourth night, the play was very slow, but in the final hours it got better. For the last few minutes, the players looked as fresh as they started. They were tired, but very happy.
142. Qigong. Qigong literally means breathing exercises. Qigong was mentioned in records in China dating as far back as 3,000 years ago. The exercise aiming at controlling the mind and regulating the breath to keep fit, live long, overcome disease, and strengthen physiological function. Health-building Qigong is a unique Chinese national sport. It is, in fact, both a sport and a kind of physical therapy. There are many schools of health-building Qigong, but they all involve three essential aspects. Regulation of body position. The exercises are performed in a sitting, lying, standing, or walking position. Regulation of respiration, including mainly the regulation of breathing and inner energy. And regulation of the mind, by directing in a certain direction or on a certain spot to attain tranquility and concentration of the mind. The three aspects of exercises should be coordinated to achieve an equilibrium of the bodily functions to help gain immunity from disease and build a strong constitution. Health building Qigong is increasingly popular in China today, especially among older people and patients with chronic disease.
143. Talking about sports.
What about cycling?
Well, as you can see, cycling is one of the most pleasant forms of physical exercise, especially cycling in the country.
Why do you like that?
Because of the fresh air. Besides, cycling tests our endurance.
What about country sports? Do you like them?
Do you mean sports like hunting, shooting, and fishing?
Yes.
I don't approve of killing animals for sport, and I don't approve of boxing and bullfighting either. I don't call these real sports.
Lots of people would disagree with you.
No doubt, but I still don't like them.
What about aquatic sports? Do you like sailing?
Yes, it's a marvelous sport. I also like swimming, and I'm very fond of rowing. For me, the great sporting event of the year is the boat race. I watch that every year with great pleasure.
So do I.
144. Positive and negative aspects of sports. Sports can benefit us in many respects. Undoubtedly, taking exercise can build up our physical strength. When taking part in sports, we get the chance to train almost all parts of our bodies. On the other hand, sports can enrich our life, help us relax after a period of exhausting work, and maintain our psychological health. In collective sports like basketball, volleyball, or football, we will learn to cooperate with others. While taking part in sports game, we will try our best to win, arouse in ourselves the competitive spirit, and at the same time, cultivate a strong will. However, sports can also lead to some side effects. For example, our work will be affected if we are too indulged in sports. We will get hurt or hurt others if we are not careful enough when playing. Exercise or severe training can do harm to our health if we do not plan our activities properly. And worse still, we will be involved in some sports conflicts if we pay no attention to sportsmanship. Generally speaking, I love sports. For sports can not only add happiness to my everyday life, but also make me healthy both physically and psychologically.
145. Running and perseverance. Everywhere we look, we see Americans running. They run for every reason anybody could think of. They run for health, for beauty, to lose weight, to feel fit, and because it's the thing they have to do. Every year, for example, thousands upon thousands of people run in one race, the Boston Marathon, the best-known long-distance race in the United States. In recent years, there have been nearly 5,000 official competitors, and it takes 3 whole minutes for the crowd of runners just to cross the starting line. You may have heard of the story of the great runner Pheidippides. He ran from Marathon to Athens to deliver the news of the great victory 2,500 years ago. No one knows how long it took him to run the distance, but the story tells us that he died of the effort. Today, no one will die in marathon race, but the effort is still enormous. Someone does come in first in this tiring foot race, but at the finish line, we see what this race is about. Not being first, but finishing. The real victory is not over one's fellow runners, but over one's own body. It's a victory of willpower over fatigue. In the Boston Marathon, each person who crosses the finish line is a winner.
146. physical exercise. More and more people today are realizing the importance of regular physical exercise. In the past, most people's work involved physical labor out in the fresh air of the fields. Nowadays, many work in offices or factories or spend their time studying. In the evenings, they may sit watching television, reading, or writing. Their daily lives do not provide them with the exercise their bodies need. To keep healthy, therefore, they must spend part of their free time doing regular physical exercise. There are many different forms of physical exercise to suit different tastes. Some people enjoy competitive sports and play with others who share their interest. They may play tennis or badminton or go swimming together. Others prefer to exercise alone and go running regularly in the morning or evening. The traditional forms of exercise are chosen by many. In parks and workplaces, you can see them learning and practicing qigong or tai chi chuan, developing their skill in these sports as well as improving their health. However, the form of physical exercise must be chosen carefully. Those who are older should not attempt an exercise which might do them more harm than good. Those who have little sport time may spend just a small part of it running each day or play a weekly game that they enjoy. Whatever people may choose, if they exercise regularly, they will be sure to improve health throughout their lives.
147. Gambay. Mr. Johnson, this is your seat. Sit here, please. Thank you, Mr. Wong. I'm really a bit nervous now. I know nothing of your table manners. It would be in bad taste for a guest to make blunders. Don't worry, Mr. Johnson. As for table manners, there is only one rule you must observe. That is to make yourself at home. No wonder people say the Chinese are hospitable. Which do you prefer, brandy or wine? Brandy is too strong for me. Just a glass of red wine, please. Well, to your health and success in business. And to yours. Help yourself, please. Thank you. These dishes are all delicious, especially the chicken in chili sauce and beef braised in soy sauce. I'm glad you like them. May I serve you some more? Thank you. Just a small helping. Mr. Wong, what do we say in Chinese for bottoms up?
We say Ganbei.
To our friendship and cooperation. Ganbei.
148. Men and Women. Okay, great. I'll see you tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Right. Bye. Who was that?
Yeah, someone special?
That was Jack, a really nice guy in my French class. He asked me out. I accepted, so...
So, one phone call, and now you have a boyfriend?
Oh, Alicia, he's not my boyfriend, yet.
Well, I'm happy for you. In Mexico, I needed my parents' permission to make a date with a boy.
Really? In Korea, 10 or 20 years ago, parents arranged all dates and marriages.
Wow, that's strict.
Yes, but arranged dates and marriages aren't very common in Korea today.
So, Lee, how about going out with a girlfriend of mine in my gym class?
Is she Korean?
No. Is that important?
Not really, but my parents might not like it.
You have to get your parents' permission, right?
I don't think so. Okay, I'll go out with your friend.
Great. I'll call her so I can introduce you.
149. Different social customs. Customs differ greatly from country to country. Does a man walk on the left or on the right of a woman in your country? Should you use both hands when you are eating? The Americans and the British not only speak the same language, but also share a large number of social customs. For instance, in both countries, people shake hands when they meet each other for the first time. Also, most English will open a door for a woman or offer their seats to her, and so will most Americans. Promptness is important both in Britain and America. If a dinner invitation is for 7 o'clock, the dinner guest either arrives close to that time or calls up to explain his delay. It is relatively common, both in China and in the West, to invite friends and acquaintances to dinner. However, the customs associated with this are often very different in the two cultures, and so both Westerners and Chinese may easily feel confused, and misunderstandings may then result. When Westerners wish to invite people to dinner, it is normal to ask them a week or so in advance. This is because Westerners often schedule their time quite carefully and like to plan what they are doing. If less notice than this is given, it is implied that the invitation is a relatively casual one, and that it does not matter too much if the people can't accept. So, if the host really wants them to come, it is wise to invite them earlier. The important thing to remember about social customs is not to do anything that might make other people uncomfortable, especially if they are your guests. There is an old story about a man who gave a formal dinner party. When the food was served, one of the guests started to eat his peas with a knife. The other guests were either amazed or shocked, but the host calmly picked up his knife and began eating in the same way. It would have been bad manners to make his guest feel foolish or uncomfortable.
150. Food. People in different parts of the world have different ideas about what is good to eat. If you were an Eskimo near the North Pole, you would enjoy the raw meat from seals. If you were a nomad in the desert, you would prefer the roasted meat of sheep and goats. Americans cook the meat of many different animals, but perhaps their favorite meal is steak. Americans also eat a lot of chicken, as well as fish and other foods from the sea. Some people in India do not eat beef at all. People in different parts of the world also have different ideas about what is good to drink. Among the population in Northern Europe and in the Middle East, some people put cream and sugar in their coffee. But in the United States, many people drink their coffee black, that is, without cream or sugar. Tea is the national drink in China and Japan. In these countries, people drink tea without sugar. But in England, where it is also a national drink, many people use both sugar and hot or cold milk in their tea.